A string of heroin overdoses last week in Syracuse has created a more urgent tone for one community organization that has a program meant to fight overdoses. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Opioid Overdose Prevention Program run by ACR Health in Syracuse hopes to prevent stories like this in the future.
Erin Bortel, ACR's Director of Prevention Services, was among 34 staffers and peer educators last week trained to use Narcan, a substance that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. The training came soon after police announced investigations of 5 suspected heroin overdoses within a 24-hour period in the city of Syracuse that included the death of one woman.
I was heartbroken when I got home on Friday evening after experiencing this amazing, powerful moment where we're now armed and ready to help the community respond, and we just missed it by just a little bit of time. So that's certainly lighting a fire for us to keep moving forward and get the word out as much as possible that this is available for free for community members.
The program allows anyone who comes in contact with people who use heroin or opioid prescription painkillers to be trained in the use of Narcan. The substance is injected into a muscle of a person who's overdosing and can wake them up in a few minutes, allowing emergency crews time to get the victim to a hospital. Bortel expects as many as 500 people could be trained to use the Narcan kit in the 9-county ACR area. Heroin overdoses started increasing across the state after doctors and law enforcement agencies tightened the availability of opiate-based prescription drugs a few years ago. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.